Roaring Fork Valley native Ricky Gates is a little over halfway through a 3,500-mile run across the country. I caught up with him on his stopover in Aspen last week, which included a little friendly competition.
Yeah, dude, the water's fast. And Jules, look at him. He's a freaking Viking. Go put your shoes on.
It's not exactly an age-old rivalry, but on a cloudless day in early June, a small group gathers near the Slaughterhouse Bridge in Aspen for an unusual race. Kayaker versus runner. It's dubbed the runoff.
This is a cool course because you can look down as a runner and see the boaters down below you for quite a ways, and then the last mile and a half is a mystery because you can't see anything.
Ricky Gates put together the unofficial race, now in its second year. The course runs from the Slaughterhouse Bridge to Stein Park, with kayakers on the Roaring Fork River and runners on the Rio Grande Trail. The 4 or so mile race is meant to fall at peak spring runoff, but this year Gates is a little ahead of the snowmelt.
But I'm not going to be here 3 days from now.
Fair enough.
The stop in Aspen is a quick respite in a 5-month journey from South Carolina to San Francisco. He's
3/5 or possibly like 11/17 or something like that
of the way there. He just ran over the Continental Divide from Leadville to Aspen, and he's covered sections of the Palmetto, Appalachian, Ozark Highlands, and Colorado trails. He's jogged back roads, highways, and sections of interstates across 8 states, and took a stand-up paddleboard alongside barges in serious headwinds down the Tennessee River.
I've slept in the rain quite a few times. I've had some really long days. I've been eating terrible food, a lot of gas station food, Pop-Tarts and Slim Jims and you name it. But as far as human interactions go, it's been 100% positive.
After a few days in his hometown, Gates took off again, this time over the Elk Mountains. He planned to float the Gunnison River to Grand Junction and then head into the desert on foot.
That's kind of where a large section of mystery lays for me.
Gates says he'd like to run through the wildlands rather than on roads and highways through Utah and Nevada.
It's just going to be hot and dry, and there's going to be a lot of miles in between water.
He has a couple hundred miles to figure out his route, and he's taking it day by day. At this year's runoff, the water was faster. A kayaker outsprinted Gates by just a few seconds, but Gates likes his chances for the next 1,000 miles. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.